What did he do?
She was down by the mill stream, searching for one of the hens that had escaped. He seized her and tried... He swallowed. He tried to violate her. I was in the manor kennels, but I heard the screaming. I knew it was Jane. There were two of his London friends with me, looking over the limers, and they grinned at each other. They knew. I'll swear they knew. I ran like the devil and found him with her clothes half torn off her. He took another long drink. I hit him. I drew a cautious breath. Men have been hanged by their lords for less. And then? He just lay there in the mud, gaping at me like a landed fish. Jane had fallen, unconscious. With terror, I suppose. I picked her up and I ran home with her. His nostrils flared, and I could see the fury in his eyes. By our Lord's grace, I was in time to stop him. But we did not think she would be safe here, so the next day I took her pillion behind me and rode over to Burford. When I got back, Beth told me Morden had sent word that I was dismissed. Then, the following day, that would be the day you arrived, he waylaid me and told me I must still manage his first hunt for him, since he would not have time to hire another huntsman. It seems these London friends have been promised all the excitement of a deer hunt in Wychwood. Ha! His tone was full of contempt. This was probably the longest speech I had ever heard from Alan, but I suspected that he had kept all this to himself and Beth until now. Perhaps it was a relief for him to speak of it.